A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Paul addressed the people in these words. I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city. At the feet of Gamaliel, I was educated strictly in our ancestral law and was zealous for God, just as all of you are today. I persecuted this way to death, binding both men and women and delivering them to prison. Even the high priest and the whole council of elders can testify on my behalf. For from them I even received letters to the brothers and set out for Damascus to bring back to Jerusalem in chains for punishment those there as well. On that journey, as I drew near to Damascus, about noon, a great light from the sky suddenly shone around me. I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? I replied, Who are you, sir? And he said to me, I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you are persecuting. My companions saw the light, but did not hear the voice of the one who spoke to me. I asked, What shall I do, sir? The Lord answered me, Get up and go into Damascus, and there you will be told about everything appointed for you to do. Since I could see nothing because of the brightness of that light, I was led by hand by my companions and entered Damascus. A certain Ananias, a devout observer of the law, and highly spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me and stood there and said, Saul, my brother, regain your sight. And at that very moment I regained my sight and saw him. Then he said, The God of our ancestors designated you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear the sound of his voice. For you will be his witness before all to what you have seen and heard. Now, why delay? Get up and have yourself baptized and your sins washed away, calling upon his name.
Verbum Domini.
Thank you.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Marcum.
Gloria tibi Domine.
Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Verbum Domini.
Laus tibi Christe.
Tomorrow we have a wonderful event that I would like to invite, especially those who are hearing impaired, to join us. Our own Bishop Reka has started this, or has this initiative for tomorrow. And the reason is because here in Birmingham, they're having the Pastoral Week for the National Catholic Office for the Deaf. And so it's a gathering how to better help those people who have hearing impairment, those who are deaf. And so we will have a special Mass tomorrow morning, televised, and we'll have an interpreter who is actually a Benedictine monk, Father Linus, who works a lot with those who have hearing impairment, who will be our interpreter, our one who will be doing sign language here. So if you know someone who has hearing impairment, who is deaf, that might benefit from this special Mass that we'll be having tomorrow, please join us. And at our regular televised Mass, Bishop Reka was here and we were discussing how to prepare for this. And he mentioned that yesterday's saint, St. Francis de Sales, is the patron for the deaf. And I asked him, well, why is that? And the reason is because that there was a poor beggar man who was a deaf mute. His name was Martin. And Francis de Sales actually came up with a rudimentary sign language in which the two of them could communicate, in which Martin could go to confession, he could receive the sacraments. And because of that pastoral heart and that concern, that he has been made the patron of the deaf, St. Francis de Sales. So again, a wonderful initiative, our own bishop, that we invite you to participate in tomorrow. Now today's feast, the conversion of St. Paul, what is at the root of that conversion? Well, it's the root of every conversion. And really, Christianity is a stream of conversions from the very beginning. It's a stream of conversions. And what does the word conversion mean? Conversus. You're going down one direction, suddenly everything changes. Now you're going a different way. And so that's really, what is it that brings that about? Today's communion antiphon, which is a quote from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians 2:20, really nails it, I think. And of course, St. Paul brings this theme out again and again in his letters. Galatians 2:20, the communion antiphon for today. I live by faith in the Son of God, who has loved me and given himself up for me. This is a good verse to memorize, Galatians 2:20. He loved me and he gave himself up for me. That's true of every one of us. And conversion is really an encounter with that love. It's an encounter with that love that changes everything. It changes your whole perspective on life.
You know, it was in the 1800s that a Jewish man, Alphonse Ratisbonne, had a vehement hatred for the Catholic faith. One of the reasons was his own brother Theodore, because his friends that he had, his own study of history and so on, converted to Catholicism and actually became a priest. And Alphonse wrote in one of his letters, he said, "There was only one member of my family that I hated, and that was my brother Theodore." And he had written this letter that was just full of vindictiveness. He thought he'd never hear from him again. He never wanted to hear from him again. Theodore was his oldest brother. But then something happened, and he described it when he had a Catholic friend who had actually prayed for his conversion, Alphonse's conversion, and had asked his friend, a friend of his, to pray for him as well. And he asked Alphonse, he said, "Well, if all of this is just ridiculous," and he was always mocking religion, mocking faith, "if all of this is just ridiculous, then I'll challenge you to put it to the test. Wear this medal." It was the medal of the Immaculate Conception, the so-called miraculous medal. "All right, no problem." He'd wear it. "And then you have to pray the Memorare twice a day, in the morning and the evening." "Okay." So he takes up this challenge. And again, his friend, his name escapes me right now, but the friend, his Catholic friend, who he'd also asked to pray, died suddenly. And so he is going to St. Andrea del Frate, as a church in Rome, to arrange for the funeral. And while he's there, he's just gone 10 minutes, he's arranging for the funeral, and Alphonse says, "Well, I'll just go inside and look at it." He didn't think much of the church. But then he described what happened. "How could I ever speak of it? Oh no, human words are totally incapable of expressing that which is inexpressible. Any description, however sublime, would only be a profanation of the ineffable truth, the unspeakable truth. I was there, prostrate, bathed in my tears, my heart beating out of my chest. I somehow knew that a certain Monsignor Lafaranese," that was his name, the man who had died. "I somehow knew for certain that Lafaranese had prayed for me. But I did not know how I knew it, nor could I account for the faith and the knowledge that I had acquired. All I can say is that in a moment the blindfold dropped from my eyes. Not only a single blindfold, but a whole slew of blindfolds that had enveloped me disappeared rapidly, one after another, as snow and fog and ice disappear under the influence of the burning sun. I climbed out of a tomb, an abyss of shadows, and I was alive, perfectly alive. But I wept. I saw at the bottom of the abyss the extreme misery from which I had been pulled by an infinite mercy. I shuddered at the sight of my iniquities, and I was stupefied, moved to compassion, crushed with admiration and gratitude. I now thought of my brother Theodore with indescribable joy, but tears of pity mingled with my tears of love." That was his experience. And it so much affected him that he wanted immediately to be baptized. He was soon baptized. He soon became a priest. He spent the rest of his life with his brother Theodore, preaching, teaching, especially bringing their Jewish brethren to the faith, the Christian faith. So this is the story that's recounted over and over and over again. It's our story, really. is an encounter with what St. Paul wrote in his letter to the Galatians. It seemed like this was always on his mind. So today, you know, there's three accounts of his conversion in the Acts of the Apostles. Chapter 9, where Luke's recounting it. Well, Luke was a companion of Paul, so we got that from Paul. Chapter 22 that we had today. And what's the background of this? Well, he had just finished his third missionary journey, and he goes into the temple, and he's there. And after he'd been there for a few days, there's some of those from Asia where he had been preaching and teaching. They come and say, hey, this guy is preaching wrongly. And everybody gangs up on him and starts beating him. And the Romans come and they desist in beating him. And Paul says, can I speak to them? And so this was the address that he gave, where he's talking about what happened to him. And that's really what evangelization is. This is what the Lord has done for me. This is the encounter I had with him. This is how it changed the direction of my life. And that's what St. Paul recounted in the first reading we heard today. In chapter 26, he's brought before the Judean king Agrippa. Again, he gives the same testimony. In Galatians, he says, tells it again. In 1 Timothy, he says, I'm an apostle by God's grace, but I'm the least of the apostles. I was a blasphemer. But he says, I was presented now as a supreme example. So any of you who think you're beyond salvation, St. Paul says, look, I'm the supreme example so that you can always have heart wherever you are. Come to the Lord. Encounter the love that he has for you. I live by faith in the Son of God who has loved me and given himself up for me. May the Lord reveal himself to us in a new way, in a deeper way today. May he reveal himself to you who do not yet know him, so that you may come to faith in the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you.